Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today we're going to talk about wasting your money on mastermind groups. I know this is going to hit close to home for a lot of people that, you know, make money on masterminds. I'm just going to define what I think is a mastermind group, who it applies to, who should be in them. And I do think 90% of the people that are in them are not getting out of them what they're spending. And I'm going to go through the whole process of this, and I think you're going to learn a lot. I'm going to help you save a lot of money. Let me give you the definition. This is the official definition of a mastermind group. This is critical that you listen to this. It is a peer-to-peer mentoring group used to help members solve their problems with input and advice from the other group members. This became famous in the 1920s when you had Firestone, Edison, Ford. They were all in a mastermind group because they had summer houses in Florida. And they'd meet together and, you know, bounce off ideas. And in that context, they're great. I think of a group of eight people or less, peers. I want to say that, peers. This is, I should be able to create a mastermind group with the people I know. I just within my business community. The problem with mastermind groups that I have found and where I think it's crazy is that you have a legend leading it. You have somebody that you so look up to that you're not in a, it's not a peer-to-peer. It's one dynamic person bringing in a flock of 100 and fleecing them for money. And it's utterly ridiculous. I'm going to explain to you the problems I have with it and where you need to be careful. I was offered to do one when I was getting ready to do an event, and I backed out at the last second because I didn't feel comfortable with it. And the problem is it's not peer-to-peer. It's too big of a group. And you have like one person leading it, almost like a cult leader, because you have typically in these groups very weak people that they're almost want to buy a place at the lunch table. You know how it was, you know, in high school where you had the cool kids and they ate over here and you'd love to be at that table. And a mastermind, it's kind of like it allows you for the right amount of money to buy a chair at the cool table. I've had two people come to our house and our guest house and stay, and both under the age of 25. One person had wasted $2 million on masterminds. $2 million. Money that he could have put into his company. He could have fortified his company so much better. He could have staffed it so much better. He could have built it to go a decade. And it'll be lucky if it makes it through the next year. But he spent $2 million on masterminds. I'm not going to say the masterminds he's in, but they're masterminds that most of us know the name of them. And he was buying a chair at the lunch table. Why do I know that? Because I asked him, I said, what specifically have you learned that has helped you with your business? And it was mindset and I'm going to be a billionaire. I said, listen, I appreciate the mindset stuff. Okay, but you don't pay $2 million for mindset. Okay, you just don't. If I've got to motivate you to do something, you're never going to be there anyway. I don't need to be motivated. I need direction, and we're going to talk about that. But so, again, $2 million. I had another gentleman stayed in our guest house, spent over $250,000 that year on masterminds. And I'm just telling you, a mastermind, a couple things to think about. Number one is that it should be peer-to-peer. If I ever created one, I would niche it down in the groups, less than 10, where the peer groups were the ones giving you the solutions to the problem. Why? Because iron sharpens iron. You just improve each other just through the idea that you're running an idea through seven other people. It will naturally, it should get improved. If they're true peers, which means they're in the same, you know, they're in a business like yours, or they're in business in general. I mean, obviously, if they're in an industry completely other than yours and they have nothing to do with business, they're in food services and you're, you know, an entrepreneur, that may not fit, but that's not a peer group. So again, if you create a peer group of less than 10 people and you regularly meet to listen to each other's ideas, to encourage each other and hold each other accountable, I'm all for it, but I'm not convinced you have to pay for that. Well, why? Because I've been in many of these. I had a softball team of business owners, and we'd go out after the game on Monday nights, and it was a mastermind. We bounced around ideas. I remember whether I was going to buy property or not for my business and where I should put it. Should I put it on a main street or whatever? And one of my friends who owns a retail store, he was thinking about buying one as well, and he needed to go into where there would be a grocery store for high traffic. We bounced this around for about 6 weeks. And every other business idea, we just throw it out there and people would improve it. We'd get, you know, bounced around. Why? Because it was a peer group. Didn't have to pay to be in that. I started the softball team. I had another one that was poker buddies. They were all business owners. I just created a poker game of entrepreneurs. And I would bounce my ideas and two and a half hours. That was a mastermind group. That did not cost me anything. I have, enough business partners right now that I have a mastermind group any day at my office. There's three mastermind groups. Four, I have my buddies from college. We do a Zoom call once a month just to bounce things around, see how everybody's doing, and I bounce ideas around them. Why? Because they're super smart guys. I just gave you three or four mastermind groups that I never paid to get in. I personally think you need to put the money, if you have the money to do this, you need to put the money into building a durable company. Building a durable company, not paying for you to be motivated, not paying for you to be at the lunch table with the cool kids. Hey, I'm all for, this is what you should be paying for. I'm for coaching and consulting. Okay, when I write, I have a New York Times bestselling author as a coach. It's not a group of six or eight people. I pay this person per call. As I go through the writing process, when I bump into something, I make an appointment. I pay him exceptionally well for this, but I pay as needed. And I have other people like that. I have people that, again, a fitness coach. I have a golf coach. I don't mind paying someone, one person, who is better at me at something or knows how to, how to be a New York Times bestselling author, knows the process. I don't mind paying for a skill to be improved upon. I don't mind paying somebody who has experience in a direct area that I don't understand yet how to navigate. Example, writing a book, publishing it. The example I would give is this. Let's say that you want to grow your company. Okay, and you decide, I don't think you need a mastermind group to decide this, that franchising would be the way to go. Well, I wouldn't join a mastermind group to do that. I would hire a franchising company. Or I would hire someone who has franchised many companies. If it was me personally, Peter Taunton at an event, I would reach out to him and offer him a king's ransom to fly into wherever he was and spend an afternoon with him. I mean, the guy did 6,000 franchises with Snap Fitness. I'm just telling you, that's how I would spend the money. Or just pay for a Zoom call. Peter, I'd love to just, if I could get half hour, an hour of your time, I'm considering doing whatever. I've done this method with countless people. Again, I know that there's something specific that I am missing. A skill. My skill is not at that skill level. I don't have information. I don't have experience. I don't have the knowledge of how to do it. Example, if I want to take my company public, on the stock market, I don't need a mastermind for that. I need somebody who's taken a company on the stock market. My point is, and I'm beating on masterminds because I just saw two, what I believe are just kids under the age of 25, just literally throw away more money than what a lot of people make in a lifetime. And I believe they were taken advantage of. I believe that they were just very impressionable, and people take advantage of that. I think you never put more than 10% of your money towards anything like this. Again, to grow your, some people say, well, I spent, $200,000 to go to college. Yeah, guess what? You typically come out with a degree and a job you can start the next day. Hey, I'm the founder of the Weekend MBA. I can go in either direction on education, but I will say when I graduated from college, I could start a job the next day. We can go back and forth on whether you like that or you don't like that. That's a moot point. But there was value in it. That degree provided that I could, you know, make a decent living the day I graduated. Just be careful. I guess my point regarding masterminds, this again, after seeing these two people just get completely fleeced, and I know their businesses are probably going to go under, and because they have no cash reserves, and all they were doing at my house is, but my mindset. I said, get off your ass and work 18 hours a day till your company is flush with cash. And he wanted to meditate and sit in an ice bath. I literally wanted to beat my head against the porch. I mean, listen, the guys who do all those things, that's great, but they get up and then they work 12 hours until they build the company, until it's durable, until they've, you know, wrapped it with partners who can operate it so that they can take these, you know, these trips. Again, I always say Bill Gates didn't take one day off until he was in his 30s. Mastermind groups. Again, they're designed. It's a peer-to-peer relationship. That's people that are equal with you, people that you'd go to lunch with, okay? That, you know, they're not where you're looking up at this grand leader and, you know, it's almost like a bow type of thing, almost like a cult type of thing. And you ever notice he doesn't have like five or six? No, he's got to have 50 or 100. That's not a mastermind. That is, you know, a teacher with a flock. It's a totally different thing. And I'm saying to you, that is okay based on these parameters. It doesn't require more than 10% of your income. Anybody who's asking you to take more than 10% of your income and put something like that, that's a charlatan. Should never happen. Never more than 10%. Number two is run it through the 1+1=done formula. You plus whatever they're going to give you is going to give you absolutely what you're looking for. It will be done. Example. If I hire this coach, I can write a book and publish it. This person will get me there. Okay, I'm in. I can hire a personal trainer and he'll help me put it with nutrition and lifting, help me put on the 20 pounds of muscle I want. Okay, that's worth it. I'm in. That's perfect. I want to learn how to franchise my company. I reach out to a franchise company, pay them their fee, and they're going to take me, they're going to qualify my business for this much. And then if I take it all the way through the process, it'll be this much. Okay, I'm for it. Number one, I'm not all in. I'm going to first start at a lower price to see if it's the perfect fit for me. And then if it is, they can take me to the goal line. Are you starting to see the difference here? I don't mind paying for something that improves my skill set dramatically, but not more than 10% of my income. I don't mind paying for someone who can help me do something that I don't understand, like franchising. Taking my company public, establishing partnerships, raising capital. Okay, that's I bring in a consultant to pay to help me with that. But there's not I don't have seven other people sitting around me on that. Unless there was a franchising mastermind completely designed to teach you how to franchise your business, and you were gonna, you know, that because to me then it's specific for a given topic. I hope you're getting the point. Again, having this time with this person and seeing him spend over $2 million, I felt bad. And then when I looked at the status of his company, I felt even worse. And again, I think regarding masterminds, they're designed for peers. And I think you could probably create one with a little bit of effort at no charge. You could, you know, go to a networking lunch and grab a few of the sharp people and invite them to lunch, and you just kind of make it like a snowball. Maybe it starts out with just two or three of you, and then you invite another friend. And you build this, and it's just sharp people where you bounce ideas off of. Okay? And then if you guys are all, maybe let's say, struggling with one area of business, okay, chip your money together and pay for a coaching call with an expert. Somebody who's done it, proven track record. You get what I'm talking about today? I hope you do. Today I was talking about, I'm very cautious about mastermind groups. I don't think you know, if you need to be motivated, I'm going to question how you're going to succeed. One thing I can tell you is nobody can motivate you but you. Nobody can make you go work except you. If you need somebody to remind you to go to work, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to make it. Now, giving you the skill, giving you the strategy, I'm all for that. I'm all for somebody helping you with the strategy. I'm all for improving your skill. But I don't think you do it more than 10% of your income. I think you put your money into your company. Build the company. Build the company. But people fleece their companies. They put all their money in their mastermind. Their companies goes out of business. And all they've learned how to do is, you know, is visualize, take cold, ice cold baths, you know, meditate and all that nonsense. But then they're broke. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. Beating up on masterminds today. Again, I'm for them if they produce the 1+1=done formula. But I think in 9 out of 10 cases, you could create a peer group and accomplish what a true mastermind is. Take your money and spend it on consultants and coaches that can give you the specific help you need. The specific help. Without it, you cannot get to the next level. That's what I'm talking about. And even in that case, not more than 10%. This is Sean Castorina. Thank you again. Please, if you rate the podcast, subscribe to it. More importantly, just tell your friends about it. I like to think you're getting a lot in a short period of time. We've got great guests. We try to give you some really good knowledge. This podcast is brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. I'm telling you, my company uses them. Incredible. If you need to, you know, get more leads, get more eyeballs on your site, get more traffic, more sales, GetStartedMarketing.com.